with the win. Win fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic.
Jesus, John.
It's time for a reality show.
Here we go. Yes, it's time for reality check, and here we go with my girl, Tracy Anderson.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. Okay, let's kick it off, of course, with The Bachelorette. Oh, Becca.
Oh, Lord.
It's all crazy, honey.
Yes.
They're all crazy.
They are. It's getting really interesting. They're all going crazy.
I think we know who's the craziest on the show.
Yes.
And, of course, that was Chris.
Yes, it was.
And I love the fighting that is going, especially when it came to the big debate. Here you go.
I've been nothing but real up until this point, but
I can't say the same for all of my opponents sitting here today. This woman's heart has already been played with before, and there's no reason why it should be played with again.
Yes, I'm not sure exactly who he's referring to. I don't think, I mean, I know it's not me for sure.
Actually, you are one of them. There's a nasty side of Lincoln that is very, I would say, malicious and aggressive. If she saw the man who you are when you're not around her, I think she'd be disgusted.
Oh my gosh, that really just happened.
He is so crazy. So, you know, I thought it was really cute, the debate.
Yeah.
And it started out so cute and nice. And then all of a sudden this bad energy comes in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he had to ruin it. It was really fun at first.
Well, this is when we finally really discover how crazy Chris is.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, he's wearing a damn pocket square, for God's sakes. I mean, who wears a pocket square? Colton looked hot as hell.
Colton always looks hot.
Woo, girl.
And I'm starting to like Jason a lot.
Yeah, I think Jason's super sweet.
He's so sweet.
Super sweet. Yeah. Super like normal.
Genuine.
Yes. Regular.
Good, wholesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the fact that Becca surprised him with his best friends.
I love that. I love that.
It was super sweet. Uh-huh.
And I liked how they talked about, you know, being in a relationship.
Yeah.
I want you to be friends with my friends and vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I do not like watching out of any of the guys, well, maybe Colton, because I imagine myself making out with him.
Yeah, me too.
That she makes out with all of them.
You know what? It makes me very uncomfortable.
It does.
I like it so uncomfortable. I'm like, okay, this is awkward.
It's a little gross.
No, it is very gross. I don't like it either.
Honey, no.
It bugs me.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite parts, of course, is towards the end, unfortunately, she does let crazy Chris know that she does not want him on this damn show anymore. So this is at the end when he actually goes to her apartment, which is crazy.
Which is super cray. I mean, it was late at night. He's got the jacket on, walking outside.
With that damn pocket square.
What are you doing? I thought he was going to kill her.
She said, what are you doing here, like 20 times?
Like 20 times. I'm like, girl, either you're going to let him in or you're not.
That's right.
Good thing there's a camera crew in there.
I was like, how does he even know where she lives?
I know. I thought that was weird, too.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Stalker.
Like the producer.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this part was funny, though, when she said, well, let me walk you out.
And it's not fair to you to drag you through an entire rose ceremony tomorrow. If at this point, I know that it's not gonna work out.
All right.
Can I walk you out?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'll walk you out.
No, I don't. I'm good, seriously.
No.
I'm gonna walk you out because you deserve that. And
I don't need a walkout.
Don't walk me out.
Walk me out.
Yeah, awkward.
He clearly did not want to be walked out.
You know what is really good though?
Yeah.
That I have mixed opinions about the show. But it really does show how people can change when you're dating them. Seriously. And I thought that was good because he started changing last week?
He
was such a nice guy, and then all of a sudden...
And then he just starts to battle with all the guys.
And then if you're going to get like this, I'm glad, actually.
Yeah.
Bye. But he looks like a Backstreet Boy, doesn't he?
Oh, my
I
gosh.
Think he looks
his
like a
hair.
Backstreet Boy. Yes.
You know what? I got to give it up to Leo. Leo is adorable.
Yes.
Finally,
he's a
date
sweetheart.
With Leo.
I mean, it's not for her, but he's a sweetheart.
Yeah. I wish he would just cut
him
that hair
that
off,
hair.
Though.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what he'd look like. He looks kind of crazy, but in a good way.
Yeah, but he's hot, man. His face
is.
Ooh, yeah.
No, I love it.
It's very stunning.
I really like him a lot.
Yeah, and you know, I like that he was very open to her about his father
awkward.
Relationship.
Yeah, the kissing with them, that was awkward. It was very uncomfortable.
It looked a little forced.
You think? And then I hate it when they go in the crowd of people.
Oh,
like
that's so
when there's
dumb.
A concert,
yes,
and then
so
they start dancing.
Yay!
Yes, let's dance and kiss and take selfie. I mean, that's weird.
Girl,
why
let's
are
not
they
make
doing
out.
That?
Stop making out with everyone, girl.
Well, at least she's not sleeping with everybody.
Oh, she will with Colton.
Well, she should.
She better get it over soon because we're
she
up
should.
Next. I know
she should.
She should.
I should.
I know. I'm married. I can't help it.
Yeah, but I can.
But you can. All right. So we're super excited, of course, for next week. And yeah. Where are they going? To the Bahamas.
Oh, the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That's so nice. Yeah.
Must be nice. Yeah. Must be nice. All right. Let's move over to the New York Housewives. Of course, it wasn't on last night because of the 4th of July. So we're just going to get to the bread and butter of the New York Housewives as of last week. And of course, that's all about the family crest.
Again with the crest. I don't know why Dorinda is always projecting her life story on me, because we have two totally different lives, if you ask me.
If I say to someone, I'm going to my family home this weekend, I'm not going to Scotland. I'm going to my family home. So when you say something,
oh, here it comes.
Family crest.
What the are you kidding? That's my family.
Are you going there?
Are you going there? Are you going kidding?
What are you kidding about my family?
When Sonya got up, they both got up, and they looked like they were going to, like, don't you think that was totally produced? Like, it looked like...
Oh, no, Dorinda, I think Dorinda's crazy, over. Too.
Oh, yeah, but, like, okay, they come together, and they start, like, yelling.
Yeah.
And then what are you... Okay, are you going to hit her, or what are you going to do?
Well, yeah, they got very forceful with each other. But let's be honest. You know, Sonya is no longer married.
She's not.
And who she was married to is a very known hair... I guess they're a very known hair company, the Morgans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, yeah, they have a ton of money. And... she's not one anymore. Her daughter is one. So that's why Dorinda keeps making fun of her.
I agree with Dorinda. I mean, it's interesting, right? Because Dorinda's like, look, I was with my husband until the end. We were married until the end.
Yeah.
It's a different thing when you get divorced. I think Sonya is trying to hold on to this life and make it seem like she's more than she is.
Listen,
and that's what annoys people.
She was wearing damn slippers. Let it go. She was just wearing
Bethany
her crest
got involved.
Slippers.
Did you see that?
Yeah, she
Bethany
did.
Is like, why does it bother you? She's walking around with a family crest. You know, and now they're BFFs. That's
right,
weird.
Girl. And then, of course, you know, the rest of the show goes on with Tinsley wearing wedding dresses when she's not even engaged. So that's always fun as well. So, of course, we will check in next week as we find out more about these ladies and what is going on. Because last night, again, it was not on Bravo. And that was a little sad to me.
I know.
It was a little sad.
I know, but I think, like... You know, I think pretty soon the boat thing is going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. Thing. Maybe so that's when Bethany will have her crazy final meltdown.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, because she has a breakdown this season. That's right.
Breakdown!
Okay. So nasty and so rude.